Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello. Excuse me. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1904 UTC. I'm, continuing my slow march towards death. My good buddy Art, I wanted to, be sure and give him a shout out, because, the other day he's the one that brought me a PCR, or a at-home test. Today he brought me a nice little pulse oximeter. So it's nice, because then I can check my O2 stats whenever I'm feeling like, oh no, am I going to die? Or should I contact a healthcare professional? And it seems like it's going to work out. All right. So anyway, like I said, I'm continuing my march towards death. Do thank you for being here. It is Christmas Eve, which is a big holiday in the United States and around the world. If you celebrate, happy Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. If you don't, well, I hope you find the movie theaters and other venues open that you are looking to be able to go to. One of my Muslim friends, he's upset. He gets upset because everyone keeps wishing him Merry Christmas, even though they know that he doesn't celebrate Christmas. They just keep wishing him Merry Christmas, and it's starting to agitate him. And I find that to be a bit of a headache. I find that annoying, too. All right. Well, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, you're more than welcome to. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you don't have an account yet, just SSH is new. That's N-E-W at sdf.org. Kind of like how we're the news. That's new, N-E-W at sdf.org. Fill out the form, and then, boom, you'll be all set, ready to go. Hey, I just got an email. One moment. Drum roll. I wish we had a drum roll. I believe that I got my test results. Hey, COVID test results. Let's see what it says. Drum roll. This is an automatic notification about your recent COVID-19 RT-qPCR test result from Curative. Your COVID-19 RT-qPCR test was positive, meaning that the virus that causes COVID-19 was detected in the specimen you provided. Here is some more documentation on how to interpret your test. You can expect to be contacted by a member of the Department of Health in the coming days. Many patients experience mild to moderate symptoms similar to the flu. These can be managed with rest, hydration, and appropriate doses of fever-reducing medication. So, if you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or confusion, vomiting that will not stop, or feel your symptoms are worsening, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. So there we go. All right. So cool. There we go. Got the news back. That was really quick. That was within 24 hours. Less than. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get going. So once you SSH over to STF, you'll want to connect to COM, and COM is the chat program, just COM. Press enter, then press G for go to, and then a non-radio, all lowercase, and press enter, and you'll be in the room hanging out with me and X1 and SMJ. It's a holiday, so I'm not sure if a lot of people are going to be around. Publius is around. Hey, welcome, welcome. Publius, you missed it yesterday. We had news. Belgium is closing down its nuclear power plants by 2025. All right. So let's go ahead and get going. We got a lot of news to cover. Not a ton, because it's a holiday, but let's start the way we almost always start.
World news.
That's right. Bangladesh ferry fire. Dozens killed near Jalakathi. At least 39 people were killed and about 100 others injured after a packed ferry caught fire in southern Bangladesh. The blaze on the three-decked vessel started mid-river near the town of Jakalti as it sailed from the capital Dhaka to the town of Barguna. Some of the victims drowned after jumping into the water. The number of casualties in Friday's disaster is likely to increase as many of the passengers have severe burns. As many as 500 people were reportedly on board the vessel, the MV, that's Mike Victor, Avijan 10. The fire is believed to have started in the engine room and quickly spread as the ferry traveled along the Sugunda River at around 3 a.m. local time, which is 2100 GMT. Fire service official Kamal Hussein Buyan told local media. The blaze reportedly continued for hours. Oh, Publius let us know MV stands for motor vessel. Thank you. That's very cool. The ship's owner, Hum Jalal Sheikh, has denied it was caused by a mechanical fault. He told the news outlet UNB, that's Uncle November Bravo, there had been an explosion on the ferry's second floor, and the subsequent fire spread to the engine room. One passenger who survived, an elderly grandmother, told AFP news agency most people had been sleeping when the fire broke out. "We were sleeping on a mat or on the ground floor," she said. "My 9-year-old grandson was with me. He jumped into the river. I don't know what happened to him." Another woman, who was traveling with her father, sister, and 6-month-old nephew, said the young child had gone missing. So, we can hope that they can find these missing people and that they're not all just drowned at the bottom of the river, but sadness there for them. And, well, this is kind of more hate, not necessarily death, but it's still very sad. This event happened in India. The Islamophobia, or hate against Muslims, continues to grow. In India, a Hindu event calling for genocide of Muslims sparks outrage. Police file case after videos go viral on social media of a meeting in which Hindu religious leaders called for mass killings and use of weapons against Muslims. Videos showing Hindu religious leaders in India calling for genocide against Muslims have sparked outrage and prompted demands for action. Indian police said on Friday they had launched a hate speech investigation into last week's event in Haridwar in northern Uttarakhand state, in which participants called for the mass killings and use of weapons against Muslims. A speaker at the gathering told the crowd that people should not worry about going to jail for killing Muslims. "Even if just 100 of us become soldiers and kill 2 million of them, we will be victorious. If you stand with me with this attitude, only then will you be able to protect Sanatana Dharma, an absolute form of Hinduism," the woman said. The meeting was attended by at least one member of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP, that's Bharatiya Janata Party. The party stands accused of encouraging the persecution of Muslims and other minorities by hardline Hindu nationalists since coming to power in 2014. Prominent Muslim MP Asuddin Owaisi tweeted that the inflammatory comments in the video were a clear case of incitement to genocide. Modi's government has not commented on the event. So, we can only hope. There's deafening silence. The BJP denies accusations that its agenda is to turn officially secular and pluralistic India into an ethnic Hindu nation. The police chief of Uttarakhand State, Ashok Kumar, said such incidents would not be tolerated. He added that a case had been registered under a section of Indian law that prohibits promoting enmity among different groups on grounds of religion. Oh, my phone is ringing. That's what it is. I need to call my mother. She's very concerned about me. Or it might be the government calling because I have a positive test. I don't know what's going on. Ugh, I'm all over the place. I'm sorry, guys. I will. I'm letting people down all over the place. They try to reach me, and then I don't hear them or I reply when I think it's only been a little while, but it's been hours later, and they're like, ugh. Anyway, let's keep on moving. I did tell them about the show, but I don't think that they realize that I'm still doing the show. Like, I mentioned it a couple of times over the years, but we'll see. All right. That's why I have a pulse oximeter, SMJ. It's around my neck. Al Jazeera's Pavni Mittal, reporting from Delhi, said none of the other leaders in attendance, despite the evidence, have so far had any cases registered against them. All of this is on tape. The speeches went viral, so the police have evidence, but nothing else has actually been done. It's kind of one of these questionable events going on where there's outright calls of genocide against large groups of the population, but the... Oh, it is my mother. I'm going to play a song so I can talk to her.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone.
commercial, nonprofit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. Hello. I live mostly... My parents were very concerned because I told them I would call them this morning. But I did not because I slept a lot. And then I coordinated with my buddy to get this pulse oximeter. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm alive mostly. I should have pre-recorded the show, and then that way I could have edited out all the interruptions and coughs and blah. Anyway, there's some important news to talk about.
World news.
But I want to be sure and mention, you should stick around for the Not Sick Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Tobe lives and does not have COVID-19. So we'll see how this all works out. all right. Let's keep on moving. We'll run through some headlines. Russia's fined Google over illegal content breach. A Moscow court has fined Google 7.2 billion rubles, which is 98 million U.S., or 73 million euros, pounds, for repeated failure to delete content deemed illegal in Russia. Details of the offending content were not specified in the announcement by the court's press service. This is the first time in Russia that a technology giant has been hit with a fine based on their annual turnover. Google told AFP news agency that it would study the court ruling before deciding on further steps. Hello, Ratsu and Tin. Thanks for joining up. Sorry, I sound like crap. Probably will for a while. Russian authorities have increased pressure on tech firms this year, accusing them of not moderating their content properly, interfering in internal affairs. So, this was neat. I rarely ever get news off of the World Socialist website anymore. But I thought this was very a good perspective anyway. We have no way further to retreat, says Putin, as NATO escalates military buildup on Russia's borders. In an extraordinary speech on Tuesday before Russia's officer corps, the entire defense ministry, as well as cadets of military schools, President Vladimir Putin made clear that the Russian government is preparing for a potential war with NATO. For much of the speech, Putin highlighted case after case in the past 3 decades in which the U.S. has bombed countries in complete disregard of international law and previous agreements. He pointed to Iraq, Libya, and Syria, and in particular, the bombing of Yugoslavia in the 90s. Putin also accused the U.S. of supporting ISIS and other Islamic terrorist organizations, including separatist Islamist movements in Russia's North Caucasus. In recent weeks, Putin has made several major statements invoking the danger of Yugoslavian scenario, that is, the breakup of the country through a combination of ethnic conflicts, civil wars, and imperialist bombardments, repeating itself on a much larger scale in Russia. And as Publius points out aptly in Calm, this is kind of common. This is a case that Russia's put forward before, Putin's put forward before. But it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. There's going to be bombs dropping around here soon, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see if anybody blinks. I don't think so though. Yeah, you're right, Tin. It's true. both countries. Both the U.S. and Russia operate kind of on their own own standards and bomb people when they feel like it. So it's kind of this thing where if two kids are on the playground and neither one listens to the rules or plays by the rules, who's really the bully or the bad kid? Well, we'll run through some headlines real quick. I'm running out of gas. In Senegal, a railway is going to open in Dakar on Monday. Senegal will, on Monday, December 27th, welcome a new commuter railway line after having to wait for the past 5 years for work on the project to be completed. Global airlines have scrapped over 2,000 flights as Omicron spreads. Thailand reports first Omicron cluster. Ecuador makes vaccines compulsory. And Italy reintroduces masking outdoors. In Comoros, COVID-19 vaccination has become mandatory. COVID-19 is mandatory for all Comorans. President of Comoros, Azail Assoumani, issued on Wednesday a decree making vaccination mandatory, giving the go-ahead of a massive vaccination campaign. And China calls the U.S. law on Xinjiang imports economic bullying. Oh my gosh, I'm sounding worse as I try and talk more. China's Ministry of Commerce has expressed strong dissatisfaction and firm opposition to the United States' ban on imports. The ministry described the U.S. action as economic bullying. So, Russia out of the Donbass. Tobe speaking the truth. Los Angeles police killed a 14-year-old girl. Apparently they're apologizing. I don't know if she... My theory is that the police didn't intend... Here we go. Los Angeles police kill girl, 14, when firing at suspect in a clothing store. Los Angeles police fatally shot a 14-year-old girl who was in the dressing room of a clothing store when officers fired at an assault suspect and a bullet went through the wall. The Los Angeles County coroner identified the girl as Valentina Orellana Peralta. Officers also fatally shot the suspect at Burlington store in North Hollywood. L.A. is famous for having lots of police criminal gangs and for killing civilians without any regard to the public safety. So it's very interesting that they're apologizing or even mentioning it. 11 people died in a shipwreck off of a Greek island. Which isn't a huge surprise anymore. And at least 85 people are dead after a shipwreck in Madagascar. Dante Wright's killer, the cop who mistook her taser for a gun, is going away to prison for a while. And we're going to end the show because I'm going to go drink some water and tea. And hopefully I don't die before Monday when we have more news to me. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe.
ETC. Well, that then means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday. 7.